Bezras Hashem, tonight we'll pick up Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tavshin Ayin Ches, where the world is up to. Simin Shin Tes, Sif Dalet. Actually, in Simin Shin Dalet, they switch it around, so you soon say Shade, and they put it as Dash. So when I asked Rav Nevinsof once, one shouldn't say Dash, Shade, and he made a face. So that's also written by Mishnah. He didn't think one has to be makbid, even though they switched the letters around, shade and shintes. Okay, says the Mechaber, shochach even al pichavs. These are very, very important halachos. This comes up often, and a lot of it is unclear to people. Our simon is going to be discussing the halachos of basis, ledavar ha'asir. Basis, of course, is a base. And the halacha is, if you have a mukta item before Shabbos, that's put onto a base, in certain instances, the base itself, like a table or a chair, has the din of the Dvar Muksa. Now, what we're going to do tonight are two massive topics. One is the sugya of Basis, and also the sugya of Tiltul Min Hatzad. This is one of the most important nights in Hilchos Muksa. Zok de'elig in mechaber. Shachach even al piachavis u'mos akar. If a person forgot a rock, which is Muksa, or money, on a pillow, the rock is on the chavis, that's the way the mission describes it, or money on a pillow. Mate chavis al tzido v'evin ofelas. U'minar akar v'amos nofim. You could tilt it on its side, and everything is going to be beautiful. Okay, what exactly is this heter? Says in Mishabrus of Katan Yud Gimel, t'minich kavana al piyach chavis. The lashon of the mechaber is the lashon of the Mishnah, is meduyak, and that is that it says shachach, that he forgot, on kuf mem aleph. De minyach kavana, because if he left it there on purpose, harei achavis kufa muktzav aslan tosav nasis basis la even. So we're going to be dealing most of the time where it's not a basis. But if you left it there purposefully, we'll define purposefully as we go on as well, then in such a case you can't even move the basis. However, in a case of where you forgot it, so then you'll be able to lean it to its side. As Mishbur continues, you can't just stam lean it, but it's because the reason why you're leaning is because you want to get to the wine. Or a bed he wants to sleep in. He's not being metaltal directly, but rather it's al yidei niur. This is referred to as tiltul minatzad. But if you don't need the pillow or the barrel, you're afraid it's going to get stolen. If you're near us, then shaking it is going to be us. And if he moves the chavis and the car with his foot, so then it would be mutter even in this context. In other words, even if he doesn't need the wine in the barrel. Now this line, the Mishnah Berurah lifts from Simin Shin Yud Aleph Ches, and we will mention that if we're Zocha to learn that together, and we will point out the very important machlokas that I want to make sure we get to now, between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're being metalta begufo, automatically it's going to be mutter, even if you didn't have the heter of the fact that you needed the item in the chavis. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah understands that a tiltal with a shinui is going to be acceptable. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish says, tiltal begufa, if you take a look, the example that the Beis Yosef brings from the Gemara, is a case in which, based on a rush, is a case where a person is laying down on teven, on hay, and there he ipso facto is moving the hay. Then in such a case, it's going to be mutter, because his intention is to lie down. However, if a person intentionally is moving the muksa, it's not that he's incidentally moving the muksa, but his intention is to do something else, then in such a case, the Chazon Ish says it's aser. So the Chazon Ish would not agree with this line of the Mishnah Berurah. Another nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah is going to be tiltul min hatzad, in a case that we are directly moving the item of muksa, intending to move the item of muksa. Here, what you wanted to do is get to the wine. Here, you wanted to get to the pillow. What happens if your intention is not to get to the wine and get to the pillow? Your intention is you want to move the muksa. So are you allowed to take a rod and push the muktzah? So Mishnah Berurah in a few places, mashman you can, and it'll be called tiltum me'atzad. It's a shinoi. Chazon Ish holds there's no heter being metalto muktzah yidei shinoi. Chazon Ish holds that it is prohibited. So once again, to summarize what we have up until now, there are many halachas. Number one is we have the halacha basis. Once it's basis, it's going to be aser. If it's not a basis, so then in such a case, tiltum me'atzad is going to be mutter. Tiltum me'atzad will be mutter only in a case of where you're intending to get another item. If that is your true intention, then it's going to be mutter. What happens if that's not your intention? So Mishnah Berurah then says you could use your body. The Chazon Ish would presumably disagree. Continuing on in the Mechaber. You know, before we go on the Chavah, let's just keep in every Mishnah Berurah here is very important. V'amos noflim v'yachol talto acha kacha karki v'shestak mena muktza v'mikol mokom mutter luma v'shas al shulchan afil bo t'sheyesh lov mo'os. So you're allowed to take the pillow once the muktza has fallen off in the way in which you did it beheter. What about learning on an item which in of itself has a muktza on top of it? Even though the derech is that it'll shake. In fact, I heard out my table over here shaking before. So what happens if you're shaking and you're going to shake the muktza? So then in such a case, the halacha is that it's acceptable, it's not a problem, it's not considered a psik reisha. If it will be a psik reisha that you're going to cause it to move, maybe it's going to be a problem. Continues the Mechaber. What happens if you can't shake it off to get to the wine? Here you could do even more. You might allowed to pick it up and move the muktza and then shake it off. The Mishnah Berurah, concluding Sifkat and Yudzayin, says the only time you're allowed to do this is even when it's not a basis, but in a case of where you're moving the muktza, you're transporting the muktza, the only time you're allowed to do it is in a case of where you can't be mena'er. If you can't be mena'er, then this is going to be permissible. If, however, it's possible to be menaher, then in such a case, then one would not be allowed to pick up the barrel and move it and the muktzah item. You would have to shake it off. So in most instances, when you have this, you're supposed to shake off the muktzah item, and you're not allowed to take it somewhere else. Mechaber continues, if you put down the muktzah item on the barrel with the intention to remain there the entire Shabbos, also lahatos ulinar. This is the halacha of basis l'davar ha'asr, and once it becomes a basis l'davar ha'asr, then you can't move the basis l'davar ha'asr. Before we get involved in the details, basis l'davar ha'asr, let's do the more technical machlokas between the Mechaber, the first day of the Stam, and the Yesh Omrim, and then we'll come back to some basic halachas in regards to basis. V'yesh Omrim dafil yicham sham al dashi shor sham. B'knisas haShabbos, k'day sheyitlem b'Shabbos mutla hatos l'nar b'Shabbos lo also al nichem al dashi shor sham kol haShabbos. Here the Mechaber has a machlokis. What constitutes making it a basis? What happens if your intention was to shake it off in the middle of Shabbos, but when it came to bein hashmashos of erev Shabbos, it was there and you wanted it to be there? So here we have a machlokis. The Stam holds you need to intend to have it there for the entire Shabbos. Yesh Omrim holds that even if you have it for part of Shabbos, then that's enough. Let me restate that. The Yesh Omrim says it's only usher if your intention is for it to be there the entire Shabbos, while the first day holds that as long as your intention was to be there for Shkia, so then in such a case it's going to be Aser. L'chatchil, we pass like the Stam, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph says that b'makom seida yesh l'smoch al deyazu, that one could say that's not going to be considered buses unless your intention was to leave it there the whole Shabbos. So that's the halacha in regards to Kol Shabbos or Miktzas Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Ches gets involved with some very important halachos in regards to buses. He says in Mishnah Berurah, "Avlom nicha bekavon bechov lo yedaito beferish yishar sham b'shabbos v'achakach shichashe sham mikri shavchayach." Now this happens very often. A person puts down his pen on a particular place, and he intended to move it before Shabbos. Your wife ever remind you about that? That you put down on chol your item, and she and you expected that you were going to move it before Shabbos, but you didn't move it. So now, is that considered a bosses? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikri Shocheach, that's considered as if you forgot. In other words, Rabbosai, the only time it's going to be considered a bosses is if you intended and wanted it there for the entire Shabbos. So it needs to be that you want to leave it there for Shabbos, and that you intended to leave it there. But if you forgot, then in such a case, it would also not be considered a basis. Rabbosai, a lot of the times, you don't have basis ladavar asr, because many instances, the basis, you didn't intentionally leave it there on Shabbos. Most things that we intend to use on Shabbos, we don't leave the muksa item over there. So if I put down my pen after I finished learning on Thursday night, and I didn't clean up properly on Shabbos, and then even if there wasn't anything on the desk, you all know that if there are other things on the desk as well, desk is not bus, because bus is davar asur, davar amutter. But even if there was nothing there, it's still not going to be considered a bosses. V'ine beikar din bosses masakam agavram, tol mikri bosses el nkein yiniach lav dar muktzav shvil, shiisyashi v'lev betov. Only if you really want it sitting there. Avol mashen meinichin, b'derech hakroy, where you put down casually, kugon shurikilim, the example that I gave before, la'asim b'tevech hafatzim elu aleilu, p'nei she'en lo revach l'fanos v'chol chevitz makum shul natevech k'agam lo chashim minech. So now he gives, I said the same example halachically, but practically gives another example. You have many things that are sitting on top of each other in a tight cupboard. You don't have enough room for everything. So if you put your phone on top of your keys, so then in such a case, it would not be considered a basis that the keys are sitting below it, because you didn't intend. There's no reason why you would want the keys to be a base for the phone. So then in such a case, it's going to be mutter to be metaltel the keys. And of course, then to do tiltel menatzad, to shake it off. First we're in line shochech. Continues, and you're allowed to take the keys, skipping the brackets, quite a heter over here, that they take off the top of the tablecloth. In our days, many people put on a plastic, sometimes even a disposable plastic, mehala shulchan, achar shemesir, ha'eni Yehudi ha'menorah leil. What happens if you had your candelabra on it, and a guy removed that candelabra, and there was nothing else on top of the top tablecloth? So is that considered a basis l'davar aser? It was holding, it was the base of that candelabra. Says the Mishabura Kedinosin, you're allowed to take it off. Why? There needs to be a basis relationship, a basic, no pun intended, yes intended, a basic relationship between the base and the item that's holding the muktzah. Fisha ain't tzarich shtei menorah dafka l'mapa, ela l'shulchan. The only thing that was critical for the candelabra was not the tablecloth, it was the table. That was critical. But you can't put the candelabra on top of the table without having the tablecloth under it. It doesn't become basis. Then he quotes Yesh Machmir Bekolza, Makom Tzarech Nir Diyesh LaHakel, because many Achronim follow the Magen Avraham. This Bisiyata Deshmaya is Basis 101, Tiltul Minatzad 101. And Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with page 224 in Chelet Gimel.